Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Chovel Umazeh today, which is a different type of damages. Essentially, what he called this deals with damages to a person, as well as damaging a person's property. The Rambam says in the Kosar, it's mitzvos aseh achas is one positive commandment, but he din chovel b'chaver umazeh, and that halacha is injuring what he called your friends or damaging his property. Okay, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Now the Rambam is going to lay out the major principles by chovel. So if I injure my friend, I'm obligated to pay five things. So these are damages, which we'll see what that is soon. Pain, medical costs, we'll call this wages loss, as well as embarrassment. And everything that you pay, anything you pay here is paid from the choicest part of your property, like any other type of damage. Okay, what does nezek mean? So let's say I cut off my friend's arm. So we see how much he'd be his value if he was sold, so to speak, in the public servant marketplace. So we say how much was he, what he called his value before the injury, and how much after. And you pay the loss of money, the change in value. What does tachas mean? The pasuk l'shalim means to pay money. Now, right, when it says in the Torah that when you, what do you call it, you cause an injury to your fellow man, he should cause an injury to you. Rather, we don't say what it called, we don't sit, take it literally, and therefore my friend injures me to get back at me. Rather, it's appropriate for him, so to speak, to be damaged or lose a limb. And therefore, you pay the amount, right? This only applies to a person who's a murderer. But when it comes to the loss of a limb or any type of other damage, so there is, what do you call it? There is a financial payment that is possible. Right, so it says in the pasuk, don't have compassion on the person who hurts his friend or his property. Right, so you don't have compassion when it comes to working on how much he owes you. Shema tomar anihu zeh. Right? So maybe you'll say I'm poor, which look on a or chavavo. So, or because maybe I didn't have intention to hurt the guy, Arachamenos had mercy, right? I had mercy on him. Lachin emar losachos in kav. This is a strict financial punishment or financial valuation. We have to remove our feelings and forgiveness out of it. Halacha, we nine shizesh nemar beivarim mani tachasayin tashlumenu. Now, how do we know an eye for an eye means paying someone financially? Shemar chabura tachas chabura, right? That means what do you call it? The blow for a blow. Perish nemar b'chiyaki isha sheyo be'evan be'grof. Rak shetel yitem rak yarpe. Halamanta shetachas nemar b'chabura tashlumen. So once we say that when it comes to a chabura, there's paying. Who adin tachas and nemar, the same thing applies to the tachas that's brought down. Ba'ayin, shari environment, any other limb. So even though what it called, it's clear if you just do a simple interpretation of what the Torah is saying, you must come to the conclusions. And this is openly brought down. It was taught from Moshe at Har Sinai, and all this is halacha from Moshe. The Chazer Roa was saying done in Bevez Dino Shel Yoshua Bevez Dino Shel Shmuel Haramasi, and we saw this in action in the courts of Yoshua and Shmuel. The whole Bevez Dino Bevez Dino Shel Yoshua Bevez Dino Shel Shmuel, and every court always practiced the non-literal Ayin Tachas Zayin from the times of the Torah all the way till today. Right, so how do we know that if I hurt my friends, right, that there is what do you call it, an idea of paying back for the pain I caused them? But onus, it says by a woman, what do you call it, who is raped, right? But again, the that type of inoy, that affliction, that oppression applies to all types of oppression. That I'm chayv to pay the money, the pain amount, which we'll see what that is later. And how he knows a separate payment made for medical costs and for wages lost. How do we know about embarrassment? You're chayv to pay. We see in this halacha here the idea of causing embarrassment to somebody else. But you're only chayav to pay for embarrassing someone when there was intent. But if I embarrass my friend without any intent, I'm exempt from paying. For instance, Let's say my friend is sleeping and I embarrass him. So in such a case, what do you call it? So excuse me, if I was sleeping and I embarrassed my friend, I'd be patur. Okay, lucky enough. Now we've seen this before. Adam mu'ad olam, and a person's considered to be a defined as a mu'ad, someone who's made to hurt. Always bein shogeg mezid, bein ar, bein yashan, bein shikar, bein shikar. Doesn't matter if he is does it purposely or purposely or accidentally, whether he's awake or sleeping, or if he's intoxicated. If he hurts his friends or he damages his friend's property, he's got to pay from the top part of his property, of his belongings. Now, what does this apply? Shalim Bishnayim. Right. So, what's the case of a guy sleeping? Let's say they both went to sleep at the same time. Right. Vinishapech and one of them turns over, and then he hurts his friend. Whatever tears his clothing. That's one case. Let's say one guy's sleeping. And let's say someone else comes along and then lies next to him. That guy is considered the muad, and therefore, if he hurt him, hayashan pater, the guy sleeping is pater. Meaning the guy sleeping hurt him is pater. But so too, what do you call yashan? So too, if you put a vessel at the side of the guy sleeping, mishavar, and he breaks it. The guy sleeping breaks it. Pater. Why? Because the person who put it next to the guy sleeping, he's the one who's negligent, not the guy who's sleeping and rolled over. Let's say someone falls off a roof because of irregular winds, and he causes damage. He's chayav in the first four, but he's exempt from embarrassment. But let's say he falls off the roof from an abnormal wind. He's only obligated to pay for damages, and he's exempt from the other four payments by chovah. Right? And if he turned over, so this way he would fall on the person. He's chayav in all five. If my intention is to hurt the other guy, even if I don't have intention specifically to embarrass him, nonetheless, chayav boshes, we include boshes in the overall financial calculation. Let the two people injure one person at the same time. They're both on the hook for payments, and they divide the payments between themselves. Let's say one had intent and one didn't. One that didn't have intention, he's still on the hook for the first four, but not for embarrassing the guy. Let's say my intention was to embarrass the minor and I embarrass the adult. I pay the amount that I pay for embarrassing the minor to the adult. Let's say my intention was to embarrass the servant and I embarrass the guy who's free. No son of Ben Choron, Mevishto shall Eved. I give the free guy the amount of money that I pay for the Eved, the servant, that for embarrassing him. Let's say there's a stone placed in like my in, let's say my front pocket of my shirt. Let's say I never knew about it, or I knew but I forgot about it. The Amma the Nafla, and I stood up and it falls out. The Zika and it causes damage. Chayav nezek levad. I'm only chayav in the damages. But I'm exempt from the other four. So too, if my intention was that there were 2 feet, two feet, and I threw four, the hizik going to cause damage, which is hizik, or let's say it caused damage while sleeping. I'm only obligated in the damages. But I'm exempt from the other four. So if I injure my friend with intent, then I'm chayav, I'm obligated to pay all five. All right, nezek, tsar, Vipoy, Sheves, and Boshes. So too, let's say I go ahead and I go into my friend's area and I didn't go with his permission, and the owner of that area injures me, he's chayev. Even though he has the right to kick him out, ain't no rishus aliko, he has no right to hurt him. But let's say the person who goes into the courtyard bumps into the owner and then it's injured because he bumped into him. Then the owner is exempt. And if he, if the owner bumps into him and injures him, then he's obligated. Let's say they both have permission to be in that area, or neither have permission to be in that area, but who's that? And they, what do you call, one bumps into the other and injures the other person or each other, shame turn, they're both exempt from paying. Let's say, what do you call it? Let's say someone's chopping wood in a public area, uparach eats man, and let's say a little piece of wood flies off, behizik v'shus yachin, and causes damage in the private area. Or vice versa. Or let's say he's chopping wood in a private domain, behizik v'shus yachin aferes, and the piece of wood goes flying off into a different private domain. Or let's say I walked into a carpenter store, whether I went in without permission or not, then nisbikas the tafka upano. And I went ahead, what it called, a piece of wood went flying and hit me in the face. So all four of these cases, excuse me, all these above cases are obligated to pay four of the five, but not not for embarrassment. So it's just like we make it about financial elevation about debt, so too we make it about damages as well. So Kesa, what does that mean? Let's say I hit my friend with a small rock, right? But not enough to really cause significant injury. Over kisim shall eats katan, like a little flint. And it causes damage in the person, but in a way that little flint couldn't normally do. He's off the hook. It's got to be something that is made, so to speak, or normally cause damage. However, even though he's parter from those, he's still chayv in embarrassment. Because even if I spit on my friend, I'm on the hook for embarrassment. That's why the witnesses need to know what caused the injury. They bring that object to court until they evaluate it and then rule on the matter. But let's say something lost causes an injury to somebody. And the guy says, the person who caused injury says, listen, this object wasn't enough to do it, but I lost it. And the injuries were out of my control. But the guy who got injured says, it was able to cause me injury. Yishva Nikbal, the guy who got injured, makes a shua, Vito Kamoshi Bar, and he goes ahead and collects the money that's owed to him. Final up your test, a barzal aimlo omar. So when it comes to metal object, we never actually evaluate to see if it can cause injury or not. Afilu macha katana re'uya ilahamis, because even the tiniest needle that's made out of metal can go ahead and kill somebody. And of course can damage. Hazorik Eben, someone who throws a stone of achash yatas mitachas yada, when it leaves his hand, hotzi halah es rosho min chalon, that after I throw the rock, another person sticks his head out the window, the kabla, right? And then he gets hit by it, pater biklum, right? So he's exempt completely. Shenemar, so in the case of the guy sticking his head out the window, he's causing himself, so to speak, to get hit by the rock. Okay, that ends Parak Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Beis next time.